He's trying to make me from miserable to, like, worse.
Comatose.
Isn't this soft enough for you, or?
So, if you have participated in our sports tickets giveaway, compliments of our flagship station, KTAR, you do not have to be from Phoenix to play. You can be from anywhere in the state, but obviously the sports teams play in Phoenix and Glendale, so you would have to physically get there, but you can win from anywhere. We do not have a Suns winner yet. The first place winner is a college professor and teaches Monday night, so couldn't attend.
Oh.
I have not heard back from the second person yet, so if we got to get it cleared by the time we leave the studio in 7 minutes. So if you texted for the Suns, you better check your phone because we're still looking for a winner. And then we have Coyotes tickets, and we're going to do this one on the phone, clearing out. If you want to attend Wednesday night's Coyotes game against the Canucks, 7:30 puck time. Is that what you call it? Puck time?
Tea time.
Tea time? I don't think it's
puck
tea
drop.
Time. Puck drop.
First pitch.
Yep. And
kickoff.
Call in 1-888-767-4348. And you must know how many current Coyotes rosters players are from Arizona. Did you get that? How many current Coyotes players are originally from Arizona? If you know the answer and you want to go to Wednesday night's game, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Again, compliments of News 92.3 KTAR.
Yeah. Boy, they loaded us up with a lot of great tickets to give away. Boy, you know, I had a test earlier this week that I was so confident I got 100% on it. When Jennifer graded it and found two wrong, I challenged her. I said, no. No, 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 no.
Far too perfect.
She gave us a blank map of the United States.
Uh-huh.
And I had to name every state.
You got two wrong?
I got two wrong.
He couldn't believe it. He took that serious.
I would think the Northeast would probably be the most.
I was going to say, I may get Connecticut and
New Hampshire and
New Hampshire reverse.
Or Vermont and Delaware, some of those little.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you now how to know forever.
Hang on. I don't want to know because I want to take this test.
Okay. I got New Hampshire and Vermont reversed.
Did you?
Okay. Okay. To get it right, Vermont is shaped like a V. You
okay.
can now know that forever.
Okay.
Okay.
It's indelibly etched.
It's indelibly etched. And then the state next to that, of course, is New Hampshire.
That would be to the
east.
East.
So I got
and
those
there's no,
two.
There's nothing farther east than New Hampshire except
Maine.
Water.
Yeah, a part of New Hampshire, yes. But a part of it borders up against Maine. Jennifer couldn't believe. I couldn't believe I got it wrong. I said, what? Nah, let me see that. The worst part about this is it was a family test at a family event.
Mm-hmm.
The two people scored perfect. Don't you hate it when your older sister, the oldest sister, you know, she can one more thing she can hold over your head.
For the rest of your life.
For the rest
now,
of your life.
Now let me ask you a question. Can your older sister name the capitals of every state?
Well, she tied with my niece. I had a niece that scored 100.
Really? On and the capitals as
no,
well?
Well, and that was the playoff.
Oh, okay.
They
okay.
had to start
okay.
naming capitals.
Oh, and how far did they get?
Pretty far.
Really?
I was impressed.
I'll be impressed.
Folks, y'all got to join us next Saturday for Rosie on Now's broadcast from the State Capitol Mall at the Arizona State Capitol Museum. If you haven't seen it, you've got to come see it. It's going to be a great, great free event. Come celebrate Arizona's 104th birthday. Hope you all enjoyed today. I'm going to go crawl in bed and sleep for about 3 days.
Sleep till Tuesday.
Ooh, man. Y'all have a great week. See you next Saturday at the Capitol House. What a wonderful world.